coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You know, there are a lot of people who are always crying about the situation. They're crying and crying and crying. Oh God, look at my situation. Oh God, do something. But see, the Bible doesn't say that the crying of a righteous man produces results. He says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. The effectual, fervent prayer. What is an effectual fervent prayer? An effectual fervent prayer is not praying, 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 how long it is. It's not shouting. It's not how high you shout, how loud you shout. No. An effectual fervent prayer means consistently praying God's word, speaking out God's word, releasing God's word. It becomes effective. The Bible says it makes dynamic power available, tremendous power available. Becomes available. Let me show you something about you. Are you ready? Turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3. You hear this word? Let me tell you, it doesn't matter what you're suffering from today, you will put the devil where he belongs. Whether it's blindness, whether you're being crippled, no matter what kind of sickness it is, I tell you, you will trample the devil under your feet. Can you shout amen, somebody? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Whew. Paul was preaching at Lystra. You see that in the 14th chapter of the book of Acts. In verse 7, the Bible tells us, you read it from verse 7 down to verse 9 and 10. The Bible says, Paul saw a man who was impotent in his feet, couldn't walk. And Paul was preaching the gospel. He didn't pray. The Bible says, on the ground, the man was sitting there and he was listening to Paul. And the Bible says, Paul looked at the man and perceived that the man had faith to be healed. Where did he get the faith from? From hearing God's word. And Paul said, sir, get up. And that was all. And the man leaped and walked. The power of God's word. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I love the word of God. Say it again. Say, I love the word of God. Say it like you mean it. I love the word of God. Yeah. Visions chapter 3. Paul is writing here. Verse 8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Oh boy, that's enough just to sit and have church all by yourself. The unsearchable riches of Christ. What is the man talking about? This is something more than dollars and rands. You understand? The unsearchable riches of Christ. Unto me, who am less than the least of our saints, is this grace given. Grace. He says, I'm less than the least of our saints. Why did Paul say that? It's very simple. When you study his writings in, he wrote so many books. And this man was known to be a good lawyer. He knew how to argue. You understand? So he would have argued with God. But he didn't, for one reason. He tried it before. It didn't work. You remember? Let me tell you about it. In the book of Acts, the Bible tells us, when he had just been born again, and Jesus appeared to him and said, I want you to go far and preach the gospel to the Gentiles. He said, no, Lord. They know me in this area. They know that I was persecuting the church. Don't listen to me in Jerusalem. Jesus said, they will not listen to your testimony concerning me. Go! I'm sending you far. Oh, all right, sir. He realized the man he was talking to was boss. So he learned not to argue with Jesus. Hallelujah. Now here's Paul. He says, unto me who am less than the least of all saints. Paul realized that with all what he understood about the righteousness of God, it was not enough for human perfection. There was a difference between the righteousness of God and human perfection. There's a big difference between righteousness and right living. Are you hearing me? Righteousness is the gift of God. That is actually the gospel of Jesus Christ. He says the righteousness of God is given to you as a gift. Righteousness is the rightness of God in a man's spirit. Righteousness is the life of God that gives to a man the ability to do right. It gives to a man the ability, the consciousness to stand in the presence of Almighty God without a sense of inferiority or condemnation or guilt. It is that thing, hallelujah, that is wrought in the life of a human person that makes that person come into union with God, union with deity. And then you just see yourself, you are awakened to the fatherhood of God. You know Papa God is your daddy. Hallelujah. And you stop running away from him. That is righteousness. But you may not be perfect in the things you do. Every once in a while you may do something wrong. That's why John said to us, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He says we have a lawyer with the Father. Hallelujah. Jesus is your lawyer. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Your advocate with the Father. And Papa God is not challenging him to say something. No. Papa God hired Jesus on his side. His daddy's lawyer for his kids. Oh boy. Did you get it? He says we have an advocate with the Father. This advocate is the Father's advocate. For us, his kids. Wow, how can you lose? Impossible. And so Paul understood this thing. And he realized that the more he tried to obtain perfection with his own works, the more it eluded him. And then he seized the struggle and rested in his everlasting arm. And once you get to rest in his everlasting arms, you understand what victory is all about. Hallelujah. He said he had a thorn in the flesh. Trouble in his life. And every time he prayed to God to take it away. Something wrong was going on. And you know what Jesus said when he prayed? He said three times, Lord said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. In other words, don't think that because you asked for forgiveness last week, and then you asked for forgiveness last month for the same thing, and you asked for forgiveness 2 days ago for the same thing, and you're asking for forgiveness again today. He says, don't think that I get tired of you. My grace is abundantly sufficient. So Paul said to us, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, grace has been given to preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. You know, that's not even where we're going. Are you still there? In Ephesians chapter number 3? All right. Now, I want you to go straight to verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh. Look, he says to make all men see the participation in the revelation, the mystery that had been hid from the beginning of the world. He says he wants men to see it, to catch that revelation. What is it? That revelation actually is what he tells us about in the book of Colossians chapter 1 when you read from verse 26 into verse 27. He calls it Christ in you, the hope of glory. But come on here. Let's go on. Verse 10. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. He's saying that God wants to declare to the church, rather through the church, God's people, he wants to declare through us to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places his many-sided wisdom. Through us, he displays his perfection, his beauty, his glory, his divine excellencies. Praise the Lord. Now come on quick. Go down to verse 14. Oh, I like this. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. One family, but some of them are already in heaven and some are still in earth, like us here. But it's one family. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you. Now this is what I want you to observe. I want you to follow this verse very carefully. This is the reason I brought you to this chapter. Okay? Hello, are you still there?
Yes.
Are you following this? Am I running too fast? It's okay? Thank you. I'll read it again from verse 14 into 16. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened. The word is energized, invigorated, with might. The Greek word there is dunamis. That means miracle working power. He says, I pray to God that you be energized, invigorated, strengthened on the inside with miracle working power, the dynamic ability to cause changes. He says, I want this thing working in you, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Hey,
we trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. 3 Catcher Road, opposite Station Market, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m., Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0708-623-3614 or 0803-638-6464.